This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I blame you. Blame it, Adam Carter already. He's going to join us for Ask Adam Anything at 12:35. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCC, home of the woebegone Minnesota Twins. Right now, Rocco's fee in delivering fiery speeches probably dropped off, right? Even though I think Rocco is a good manager. I do. I'm seeing more people calling for his dismissal. No. Absurd. But when you do light up the team and then they face a terrible team, you sort of want to win that ball game. And then I looked at the lineup they put out there last night. And I looked at the starters they put out there last night. And I thought, I don't know. Are they really that different than the... Do you like to still call them the Anaheim Angels?
The Halos.
The Halos, the California Angels.
Yeah, let's go California. Let's go old school.
The Los Angeles...
Angels of Anaheim.
Anaheim.
Get
out
of
here.
Orange County.
Get out. It's so dumb. You're not in Los Angeles.
No, you're not.
You're not really that close to Los Angeles either.
Well, I mean, if the New York Giants and Jets can... get away with being New York based in Jersey.
But they don't go the New York Jets Giants of New Jersey.
Well, I know. They just flat out lie to you.
Yeah.
At least there's a little bit of honesty with the Angels. And being, you know, Angels, you have to be a little honest. That's,
yeah.
part of the gig.
651-461-9226. Occupations you have when you have to be honest. Clearly the 45th president of the United States. Not one of them. A priest? Well, no. Excuse me.
We've had instances, Chad.
talk show host. I mean, no, not that. Lawyer?
No.
Doctor? Fairly honest individuals.
Fairly, but you can sugarcoat it a little bit. And
your plumber?
No.
No.
You don't have to be.
No. Your handyman? You got somebody?
California psychic.
Adam suggests we didn't have the mic on. California psychics. How about the fact, here, stay for a second. The recent commercial says, we reject 98% of those who apply.
I wanted to give them my money, but they said no.
I have to go when I go back to California,
yes,
right? I have to apply. Don't I?
Apply to be a psychic?
Yes.
I just wanted you to get a reading.
No, I want to get a side gig.
Oh, you want to be a psychic? Oh, they,
yes.
Oh, you, oh, wait. I thought you said they reject 98% of...
Am I listening wrong? I think they're rejecting...
It's the people they hire.
Yeah.
Oh,
98%
of that apply to work with them, they say... people who call them. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. Again, I don't have a reading for you.
No. They're so good that they reject 98%. So I... when I go back to the Western White House in a few months, I'm going to try to have to find it. Do they have one in Palm Desert, do you think?
They have to.
They have to, right?
Yeah.
Other professions that where you're required to be honest.
Required to be honest.
Fiduciary.
Yeah. That's right. Banker?
I think so. Rather important to the job.
Chef, no. I'm just trying to think of somebody in my life. I mean,
are we talking ideally or like on a day-to-day basis? Absolutely are factual people.
Both, I guess.
Ideally, a police officer would be honest all the time.
Police officer. Judge.
Yeah. Is Scott still on the line, by the way? I just wanted to make sure.
How? We wanted to give him an opportunity to talk.
He was given an opportunity. I mean, I thought it was the Adam, Jordan, and Scott show for a while there. We will get to Tyreek Hill at 2:05. Spouse. Is a spouse required to be honest?
No.
Do you want your spouse to be honest all the time?
No.
No, right?
About
kids.
Certain things.
Yeah. kids? You want your kids to be honest to you, right? Until maybe a certain age? Pets. Pets are honest.
Is Charlie lying to you?
We've gone from real professions.
Yeah, we've gone from occupation. Once we flipped over to spouse.
Well, I think we ran out of professions where it just seemed possible.
Sad state of affairs.
Right. All right, you come back. Let's get to a little debate talk, because we're going to talk debate multiple times today. I'm going to go with the Dave Harrigan questions. What is the one question you want asked tonight? What is the one question you want asked tonight? It's not the best timing for ABC News, right? Where ABC, and I'm a DirecTV guy, they're at odds right now. There are millions and millions and millions of us who have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
We can't watch. Now it's simulcast.
You can find it.
You can find it. I think, aren't all the other networks carrying it? We would carry it here, but we got a Twins game.
We do. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube live streaming.
Yeah. If the Twins are down 7-8-0 to the Orange County Angels, should we dump out?
No.
No? 14-0?
Nope. Always time for a comeback. See, Chad, it's the beauty of the thing of a game of baseball. There's no clock.
There's no clock.
Till that last out, you're always in it.
We'll have a clock with the debate. But, yeah, ABC would love to have a little more clearance on this one. This is a pretty fairly big day.
Thanks, Disney.
George Slapidopoulos, as Donald Trump calls him, will not be a part of it. David Meir and Lindsay Davis. What is the number one question you want asked tonight? You can give me a question for Donald Trump. You can give me a question for Kamala Harris. You can give me a question for both. And then my second question, on a 0 to 10 scale, affecting who wins, is it November 5th? Remember the date. I keep forgetting the date here. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. How important is tonight in deciding the outcome? It is November 5th.
Yes, sir.
November 5th, election day, but people are voting already. And by the way,
Donald, ballot ballots in Pennsylvania have been going out for 20 months.
20% mail-in fraud with zero proof of that. Zero.
Zero ballots have gone out.
I mean, it's just utterly nonsense. We'll get to the cats eating the cats and all that nonsense. It's just there are some people who just will believe anything. And Donald Trump knows that, and he puts it out there. And because he has such incredible loyalty, which is a credit to him, they'll believe it no matter what is out there, including just Haitian immigrants, you know, biting the heads off of your dog right in front of you. You're seeing that a lot, aren't you?
It's happened twice this week.
Twice this week. Tough break. Bummer. Tough break for your pooch. What is the number one question you want asked tonight? If you want to say just to Donald, just to Kamala, both, either way. And on the outcome of the race, how important is tonight? 0, it is irrelevant. 10, it is everything. Where are you at? Love phone calls, love texts. 651-461-9226 and the stylesfinancial.com. Talk and text lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I feel like you have a long list of debate music available the few times we have debate night.
It's a deeper collection than most people have. I've really curated a fine list of debate tunes.
Thank you. Is this from Kendrick Lamar right here? Or?
Mr. Halftime.
Halftime. You were down on that. I don't mind it at all.
I've been down on the halftime show for several years.
So who would you want?
I've said for 20 years, Foo Fighters, please.
Foo Fighters, yeah, that I'm in. All right, let's go. One question to either or both candidates. What is your one question? 651-461-9226. Mr. Trump, what is a tariff? I think that's a pretty good question.
It's a start.
Now, I'll say this for the Trump supporters. Joe Biden has kept quite a few of those Donald Trump tariffs. Not all of them, but a significant amount. But when Donald tells us, I mean, it's only going to affect the other country and not us. That seems just bizarrely implausible. Like China, the good folks, that they are sure. I mean, Donald, sometimes it's 100%, sometimes it's 200%, sometimes it's infinity, whatever percent that might be, where they're just going to say, okay, we'll just pay more, but we're not going to charge you more for our products. Trying to exact and create more of the products which are made here, I'm all for it. But are most people willing, Dave Harrigan, to pay for our day-to-day stuff, and it's made in Biloxi, Mississippi, and it costs at some level notably more than if it's made somewhere in China? And I think the answer is they're not.
No. No, 90% of us aren't.
Higher.
And it's been very, you know, that might be true. It's been very clear over the last 3-4 years how much we love paying just a little bit more for everything at the grocery store, at Target, and whatever else.
For Trump, a texter says, who won the 2020 election? I get it, but why are we going there? We know. I mean, he's flopped a little bit lately because he said in two interviews recently that he lost. But then that's part of the reason why he came out forcefully the other day and said he won and wait till he's elected and he's going after people. Ask the candidates, excuse me, what has happened to civility in this country with candidates calling each other's names that are so ridiculous, schoolyard names. Well, that's more favorable to Harris, right? Because Trump doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Trump said, when was it, a couple weeks ago, you know, when the word was, and it is today again, that Trump handlers really hope it's happy and focused Donald Trump as opposed to angry, meandering.
Good luck.
And name calling. He's the candidate. He's the campaign manager. He's the chief communications officer. He's the comptroller. He's everything.
He writes the playbook.
He doesn't listen to anybody. So how much do you think she's going to try to bait him into angry Donald? Like would she say something like, Donald, when exactly did I turn black? Or, Donald, how old are you again now? Is that good for her to do that? Because it would get him going, and God knows what he might say. But would she take as much grief because she's sinking to his level in some ways? Like, think about Marco Rubio and the and the small hands in the 2016 debate when Marco had been making fun of Trump, and then he said, well, I'll just join him. And he was basically making penis jokes about Donald Trump during the debate.
No, I mentioned his hands, Chad. Didn't mention anything about that. I don't think she'd go that direct, but I think if she wants to bait him, I think you just call him out on lies, untruth, and just say, Donald Trump has lied to you about this. Donald Trump has lied to you about that. Use that word over and over and over.
I don't think it phases him.
I think they will get under his skin a little
really?
Bit. Yep. I think if you just pound that message in that he is a serial liar and perhaps mention he is a convicted felon.
The felon thing is obviously different, right? But then he's going to go to you and your boss, who you lied about, who are you really run the country? Is Barack Obama? Well, excuse me, Barack Hussein Obama.
Thank you.
Does he really run the country? More texts. What's the one question? So my allergies have come. Not only does this room make me, but then I thought I was done with allergies, and now the allergies come back. Allergies, dead to me. Come on. More texts on one question you want to ask either Trump, Harris, or both. Text 651-461-9226. And what the candidates answer to this question, why do you feel you are the best candidate for the presidency? Good, generic, is it specific enough right now? I think there are a fair amount of people who still want that. I guess you could see that as an early starter question. What do you think of that one?
It's a little bit softball-y to me.
Yeah,
let's just get into it. Let's get to it. Right to the issues. Come on.
You've had 4 years to fix the problems your administration has created. What are you waiting for? I think that's a good question. Because at the debate, and not the debates, means at the DNC, right, when their convention, we're not going back. Joy, 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 joy. We're not going back. I looked up on Google. She's the vice president.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. She's so to me, it's a little tough to say we're the change agent and we're not going back when it's been your administration closing in on 4 years. And the New York Times polling the other day had a question to the participants. Which one is more the agent of change? Trump, 50-some percent. Harris, 25%. The truth is, it's certainly more change if Trump takes over. I mean, it's not even a debate.
Naturally.
But we know the change. We saw it. And now it's just more Trump unguarded. Because there's going to be no McMasters, Mattis's, Kelly's, Kellyanne Conway's, Mike Pompeo. It's going to be
Trump unplugged.
Yeah, Lewandowski, Miller, his caddy. I mean, his caddy down in Mar-a-Lago might be like the education commissioner. You know, who knows who'll be there? But I think that is a fair, direct question. 651-461-9226. Question for both candidates. Are you a felon? To Trump, how will you reduce government spending and improve on our deficit? Remember when he ran in 15-16, he was talking about, deficit's going to be gone in years. And even before pandemic spending, because this is where the Democrats are fraud when they talk about how much debt Trump added, and a lot of it was late in his last year because of the pandemic, but even because of the tax cuts, added the deficit. The deficit never comes up in this country anymore.
We don't care.
Well, we don't want to. We don't actually make the difficult decisions on it. Let's see. To Harris, give us five straightforward reasons you are qualified to run this country. I think she's fully qualified to run the country because what made Donald Trump qualified? Because he's a businessman who inherited a lot, had a lot of success, bankruptcy, created a huge brand about himself. That's one way to say you're qualified. She was the attorney general of the state of California.
Big state.
Rather large state.
Mm-hmm.
She was senator of said state. She's the vice president of the United States.
That makes pretty much anybody as qualified as they can be before they get the job.
Doesn't mean you have to agree with her positions. And again, which positions is she taking? Because again, I want direct, specific question. Why have you so, and I'll use this term, radically changed from 2019? When she was trying to go left of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren, that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Where she was in 19 in a failed, lousy candidacy, this coming from a guy who said in 18 and 19, she's going to run against Donald Trump. And she didn't even make it to Iowa. That is a failed candidacy. So how legit is it when she's now moving to these other positions? Which is her? Now, you know what her comeback should be? Let me review Donald Trump changing his abortion position 15 times in his life. Let me show where Donald Trump donated to Democrats. That's a duck by her, but that's what they do. Because Trump has moved all over the place on issues himself. And I think you can ask Harris the question first, but then you set a list where Donald's done the same himself, but it hasn't come up quite as much of late because the Harris positions have been so starkly different. We're going to talk debate again in the 1 o'clock hour. Adam's next. What do you got? Ask Adam anything. 651-461-9226. We got Jamie Ukas at 135, and we're going to talk to our guy Henry Lake on Tyreek Hill, the stop, our perspective, your perspective, and jump into that at 205 on the home of the Twins, CCO. Let's go. Let's get to the texters right away, Mr. Carter. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Looks like you're texting someone.
He's my kid. Is that all right?
Yeah. From school?
Yeah, texting in school. Real nice.
Yeah, I mean, Mr., I'm going to take cell phones out of school except for my child.
No, I know she won't get back to me right away.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
But it's once she gets a break.
What was
the topic?
Time of her match tonight.
Yeah?
That's
volleyball?
Not available online.
Well, it's on the calendar thing, and I can't tell if it's 4:30 or 5.
Don't you have an app? Dave has 11 apps he suggests for his kids.
I do have a specific app section for
Morgan
girls.
And Siggy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Some of those are games that they have. So
that's crazy. That is unbelievable. Adam, do you like radio? And do you wish you would have followed a different career path? And I'll add, if it wasn't radio, which path do you wish you would have pursued?
I'll start. I do like radio. I thought getting into radio, I wouldn't be in it for my...
I heard you say that recently. How come?
I don't know. I just thought it was like I didn't really know what I wanted to do out of college. I mean, I knew that like broadcasting to me, it wasn't like the focus. I was a communications major, and I just took... And more of that was like corporate communications and interpersonal communications, and broadcasting was something that I took a class on. It came very natural. I had a friend of mine who was at a radio station in Iowa, so I thought, well, until I figure out what I'm really going to do, I'll go do this for a year or two. And then I got another radio job and then another radio job, and here I am.
Can you imagine if you were in corporate communications? You having to deal
all
with
right,
people every day.
Yes.
Okay, so if it wasn't radio, knowing your skill set, knowing what you
limited
enjoy,
skill set.
Oh, that's not true at all. What do you think you would pursue?
That is a great idea. I do not know. I probably sales, I would imagine, of some sort.
Okay.
You know? But what specifically?
Women's clothing?
Women's clothing. Right.
Yeah.
The man's ear. The bra salesman, traveling bra salesman out there on the road, just me and the bras.
Hi, Adam. You mentioned many of your friends support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Would this work if your wife, the lobster, was a big Trump supporter? And then also, somebody wants to know, tied to Trump also. Normally, we don't talk a lot of politics in this. But we will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any chance you would cast a vote for Trump? So two separate Trump questions.
Yes, on the lobster. I mean, it depends what level of MAGA she is, because there's different level. And when I say most of my friends are Trump supporters, that is true, but they are not like, you know, flag in the pickup truck kind of. They are people who probably loathe the man, but feel like his policies are better. And if Jen were like that, that's, trust me, she's a business owner. So there are certain aspects of her life where she sees advantages to that. Would I ever cast a vote?
For Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah. Carla, who I saw for 8+ years, mm-hmm. was a big Trump supporter.
Right.
So, yeah.
And when I say no, again, that doesn't mean I'm a card-carrying lefty uber-liberal.
No. No.
It's called, well, there are many policies of Donald Trump's that might be agreeable to me. Character matters to me.
Character does matter. January 6th matters.
Big time.
Right? And what he might do.
Mm-hmm.
Unchained. Yeah. Right? That matters. But you nailed something so important that instantly, too many people then assume, well, you must be for the squad automatically.
Yes.
When I still want to believe about 60% of the country is slightly right of center.
Yep.
Fiscally and slightly left of center socially, and we don't have those candidates enough. We mm-hmm. both have identified many times where we voted for Republicans. He's just an opportunist, and I've now officially stolen this from you. You said it first. Donald Trump's a rhino.
Yep.
He's a Republican in name only, and if Mitt Romney would have defeated Barack Obama in 2012, it wouldn't have shocked me at all if Donald Trump would have morphed into a Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's moved around in positions constantly. Right? So Texas says Kamala has character. I don't want to do too much politics, but what would you say to someone who's suggesting, inferring that she doesn't have character?
You may disagree with her vehemently on her policies. I don't think you can credibly argue that she's not a person of good character.
Adam, would you make a good politician, or would your high ethics disqualify you?
Well, second part of the question.
Wait a second. I think I recognize he wasn't reaching out to Morgan or Siggy. This is his number.
Oh, boy. There was a time in my life where that appealed to me.
Running for office?
It just the whole politics and, you know, higher calling. But, boy, it's the more I'm exposed to it, the less and less. I don't see how anybody who would want to go through that, which is really sad.
I agree. I also think we're at a point where it's so absurd that to get better people, we might have to triple the pay. Right?
Yeah.
And then what we should do is find a way within free speech, because it sort of matters in this country.
Kind of
matters. We got to find a way. I mean, what are the money spent on this presidential campaign? It's going to be like $8
billion, yeah.
$9 billion. It is grotesque.
Yes.
And obviously the Democrats were not telling the truth about Biden for, I don't know, a year
yep.
and a half.
Yep.
And Harris jumped in the race. When was it? July 21st or whenever it was. What if the race started literally July 21st, election year, every 4 years?
Yeah.
Like, people could do things, but you actually weren't going to have campaign speeches.
Yes.
You're going to raise. And so for four-ish months.
2 months.
We just would find out all about him and just do it that way.
Yeah.
You know, do you think if we paid politicians noticeably more, we would get a higher caliber individual?
Yes, but I don't think
that's subjective, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the biggest drawback to it.
What is?
The biggest drawback is the rigidness you have to have. You have to be either you got to check all the boxes, or even if you have you can't be moderate. You cannot say, well, you know, there's some other good ideas over here. You have to pass every single test.
It's a purity test, man.
Right.
Like,
how many candidates have we seen? Like, God, that'd be a guy. I'd be a good presidential candidate, for governor. And then they become somebody totally else. So totally different. We're like, who is this person?
Media types. Megyn Kelly is a prime example right now, where Megyn Kelly, when she had her very successful run on Fox, compared to Fox now, she'd be a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went to NBC. She did the stupid Alex Jones interview, and you know how much I detest. He's probably the only individual of where I literally detest him. Mm-hmm. I don't detest Trump in any way. I just disagree with him. I think she got fired too quickly at NBC. Well, now she just decided with her own podcast, she's just going deep, Trump.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's killing it.
Yeah.
She's having tons of success. Now, is Megyn Kelly the one who was on Fox before? Is she the one who was on NBC?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go! Let's get to the texters right away, Mr. Carter. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Looks like you're texting someone.
He's my kid. Is that all right?
Yeah. From school?
Yeah, texting in school. Real nice.
Yeah, I mean, Mr., I'm going to take cell phones out of school except for my child.
No, I know she won't
get
back to me right away.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
But it's once she gets a break.
What was the topic?
Time of her match tonight.
Yeah?
That's
volleyball?
Not available online.
Well, it's on the calendar thing, and I can't tell if it's 4:30 or 5.
Don't you have an app? Dave has 11 apps he suggests for his kids.
I do have a specific app section for
Morgan
girls.
And Siggy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Some of those are games that they have. So
that's crazy. That is unbelievable. Adam, do you like radio? And do you wish you would have followed a different career path? And I'll add, if it wasn't radio, which path do you wish you would have pursued?
I'll start. I do like radio. I thought getting into radio, I wouldn't be in it for my...
I heard you say that recently. How come?
I don't know. I just thought it was like, I didn't really know what I wanted to do out of college. I mean, I knew that, like, broadcasting to me, it wasn't like the focus. I was a communications major, and I just took, and more of that was like corporate communications and interpersonal communications, and broadcasting was something that I took a class on. It came very natural. I had a friend of mine who was at a radio station in Iowa, so I thought, well, until I figure out what I'm really going to do, I'll go do this for a year or two. And then I got another radio job and then another radio job, and here I am.
Can you imagine if you were in corporate communications? You having to deal
all
with
right,
people every day.
Thanks.
Okay, so if it wasn't radio, knowing your skill set, knowing what you enjoy.
Limited skill set.
Oh, that's not true at all. What do you think you would pursue?
That is a great – I do not know. I probably sales, I would imagine, of some sort.
Okay.
You know? But what specifically?
Clothing?
Women's clothing. Right?
Yeah.
The man's ear, the bra. Bra salesman, traveling bra salesman out there on the road, just me and the bras.
Hi, Adam. You mentioned many of your friends support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Would this work if your wife, the lobster, was a big Trump supporter? And then also, somebody wants to know, tied to Trump also. Normally, we don't talk a lot of politics in this, but we will, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any chance you would cast a vote for Trump? So two separate Trump questions.
Yes on the lobster. I mean, it depends what level of... mega, mm-hmm. She is, because there's different level. And when I say most of my friends are Trump supporters, that is true, but they are not like, you know, flag in the pickup truck kind of.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who probably loathe the man, but feel like his policies are better. And if Jen were like that, that's, trust me, she's a business owner. So there are certain aspects of her life where she sees advantages to that. And what was this? Would I ever cast a vote?
For Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah. Carla, who I saw for 8+ years, mm-hmm. was a big Trump supporter.
Right.
So, yeah.
And when I say no, again, that doesn't mean I'm a card-carrying lefty uber-liberal.
No.
It's called, while there are many policies of Donald Trump's that might be agreeable to me, character matters to me.
Character does matter. January 6th matters.
Big time.
Right. And what he might do
mm-hmm.
unchained.
Yeah.
Right. That matters. But you nailed something so important that instantly too many people then assume, well, you must be mm-hmm. for the squad automatically.
Yes.
When I still want to believe about 60% of the country is slightly right of center
yep.
fiscally and slightly left of center socially. And we don't have those candidates enough. We mm-hmm. both have identified many times where we voted for Republicans. He's just an opportunist, and I've now officially stolen this from you. You said it first. Donald Trump's a rhino.
Yep.
He's a Republican in name only, and if Mitt Romney would have defeated Barack Obama in 2012, it wouldn't have shocked me at all if Donald Trump would have morphed into a Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's moved around in positions constantly, right? So Texas says Kamala has character. I don't want to do too much politics, but what would you say to someone who's suggesting, inferring that she doesn't have character?
You may disagree with her vehemently on her policies. I don't think you can credibly argue that she's not a person of good character.
Adam, would you make a good politician, or would your high ethics disqualify you?
Well, the second part of the question.
Wait a second. I think I recognize he wasn't reaching out to Morgan or Siggy. This is his number.
Oh, boy. There was a time in my life where that appealed to me.
Running for office.
It just the whole politics and, you know, higher calling. And but, boy, it's the more I'm exposed to it, the less and less. I don't see how anybody who would want to go through that, which is really sad.
I agree. I also think we're at a point where it's so absurd that to get better people, we might have to triple the pay. Right?
Yeah.
And then what we should do is find a way within free speech, because it sort of matters in this country.
Kind of
matters. We got to find a way. I mean, what are the money spent on this presidential campaign? It's going to be like $8
billion,
yeah. $9 billion. It is grotesque.
Yes.
And obviously the Democrats were not telling the truth about Biden for, I don't know, a year
yep.
and a half.
Yep.
And Harris jumped in the race. When was it? July 21st or whenever it was. What if the race started literally July 21st, election year, every 4 years?
Yeah.
Like, people could do things, but you actually weren't going to have campaign speeches.
Yes.
You're going to raise. And so for four-ish months.
2 months.
We just would find out all about them and just do it that way.
Yeah.
You know, do you think if we paid politicians noticeably more, we would get a higher caliber individual?
Yes, but
which
I don't think
subjective,
that's
subjective, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the biggest drawback to it.
What is?
The biggest drawback is the rigidness you have to have to, like, you have to be either all, you got to check all the boxes, or even if you have a, you can't be moderate. You cannot say, well, you know, you have, there's some other good ideas over here. You have to pass every single test.
It's a purity test, man.
Right.
Like,
how many candidates have we seen? Like, God, that'd be a guy. I'd be a good presidential candidate, candidate for governor. And then they become somebody totally else. So totally different. We're like, who is this person?
Media types. Megyn Kelly is a prime example right now, where Megyn Kelly, when she had her very successful run on Fox, compared to Fox Now, she'd be a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Then she went to NBC. She did the stupid Alex Jones interview, and you know how much I detest. He's probably the only individual of where I literally detest him. Mm-hmm. I don't detest Trump in any way. I just disagree with him. I think she got fired too quickly at NBC. Well, now she just decided with her own podcast, she's just going deep Trump.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's killing it.
Yeah.
She's having tons of success. Now, is Megyn Kelly the one who was on Fox before? Is she the one who was on NBC? Or is she this person? I don't know. But she's just decided this is the way to go. And she's crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
To be a centrist in the media or politics right now is probably foolish.
Yeah.
You know, but give people credit if they actually say what they mean. It's 48 past 12. More of Ask Adam Anything in moments on the home of the Twins, CCO. All right. I've got a few questions for you here. Did you see the James Earl Jones
baseball?
Top 10?
Ray, yes.
This is Letterman.
Ray, James, how are you? Just looking straight at the camera.
Yeah. So it's Letterman. Basic phrases or words that sound so much more interesting or fascinating when read by James Earl Jones. To me, the winner was two when he went, Meow, 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 yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
Like you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
That was it for me, too.
Yeah, great one. And then I read multiple obits. I did not know. I probably should have known this. He stuttered significantly as a kid.
I think I heard that, too.
And for a long, long time, when he moved from state to state, he would not speak.
Hmm.
Only handwritten notes. And again, and you also called out Joe Biden not up for the job. But when you think about the careers that certain people have had, and Biden and James Earl Jones are up there, when they were born with a significant stuttering problem, and to overcome that, and to know that it can pop up at different times, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
Right? So is it without a doubt Darth Vader? Is that number one for you if you think of James Earl Jones?
I mean, I think of like Coming to America, too, which I know obviously he's had unbelievable roles that probably wouldn't be at the top of the list, but that's what I think about, too.
Field of Dreams, a lot of people say.
Yeah, Field of Dreams.
Mufasa.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to say that one. Dave, anything else stand up for?
When he popped up at the end of The Sandlot.
Yep.
Watched that movie 1,000 times as a kid.
Overrated.
I think it's overrated, too.
Well, as a kid, I mean, come on. I was all in.
Yeah, we're basically saying you as a kid.
I'm saying I was young.
No, what's overrated about it is like it was everywhere like a couple years ago. Hey, Sandlot.
Still is. The T-shirts. You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. Everyone's got one.
Who has the greatest voice right now in America? Because James Earl Jones, Dave is volunteering himself.
People will come, Ray.
651-461-9226. If you think of the person who stepped in for James Earl Jones and now is the perfect voice.
Who Liev Schreiber.
Yeah? That's very good. Did you see the Chris Sununu note the other day? Where Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, had to perform the Heimlich.
Guy's choking on a lobster roll. It's like the most New England story ever.
Exactly.
The guy didn't even know it was the governor.
Are you convinced that you could properly perform the Heimlich?
This is going to be one of our topics. I said we never got to. But no, the Heimlich? Yes. CPR?
I know.
We should know. See, everybody should know CPR.
I was just going to say, I'm embarrassed that I think I could perform CPR, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Right? CPR, you convinced?
If the person dies, I guess it couldn't do it.
I should have practiced more, honey. Sorry about that. Multiple people saying Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Way up there. Sam Shepard. We don't hear much from Sam.
Sam Elliott, you mean?
Oh, that's what they
meant. Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Sam Shepard actually had a pretty good voice, too. I think they meant that. I need to give you grief, too. I heard you.
This is new.
Yeah. When you were talking about, we're going 58-50 or 58-35? 35, okay. If you could travel anywhere in the fall, and wait for this, Eric, you know what he said? I go to the Northeast to see the fall leaves. Are you kidding me?
Please.
Are you that big of a sucker? You know where I go to see the leaves change? As I drive to work. Wow. Or I look at my backyard. All these
I just
folks.
I've never been up there, and I've never been to Maine or New Hampshire.
They're orange. They're brown.
It's not because of the leaves.
That's what you said, though.
Well, it's part of the accoutrement of being in the Northeast in the fall, but I want to be up with the Mainers.
You know, Maine's great in the summer when it's warm.
Yeah. Dave, how would you describe people who drive long distances to see leaves change when they can look out their window?
Clowns,
buffoons, suckers,
nincompoops.
Honestly, how we're not making money off you people is beyond me. Boundary Waters, dead to us. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
You betcha. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to make your home energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing. All right, I've got a few questions for you here. Did you see the James Earl Jones
baseball?
Top 10?
Ray, yes.
This is Letterman.
Ray, James, how are you? Just looking straight at the camera.
Yeah. So it's Letterman, basic phrases or words that sound so much more interesting or fascinating when read by James Earl Jones. To me, the winner was two when he went, meow, 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 meow.
Like just, you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
That was it for me, too.
Yeah, great one. And then I read multiple obits. I did not know. I probably should have known this. He stuttered significantly as a kid.
I think I heard that, too.
And for a long, long time, when he moved from state to state, he would not speak.
Hmm.
Only handwritten notes. And again, and you also called out Joe Biden not up for the job. But when you think about the careers that certain people have had, and Biden and James Earl Jones are up there, when they were born with a significant stuttering problem, and to overcome that, and to know that it can pop up at different times, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yes, it is.
Right? So, is it without a doubt Darth Vader? Is that number one for you if you think of James Earl Jones?
I think of like Coming to America, too, which I know obviously he's had unbelievable roles that probably wouldn't be at the top of the list, but that's what I think about, too.
Field of Dreams, a lot of people
say. Field of Dreams.
Mufasa.
Yep.
A lot of people are going to say that one. Dave, anything else stand up for?
When he popped up at the end of The Sandlot.
Yep.
Watched that movie 1,000 times as a kid.
Overrated.
I think it's overrated, too.
Well, as a kid, I mean, come on. I was all in.
Yeah, we're basically saying you as a kid.
I'm saying I was young.
No, what's overrated about it is like it was everywhere like a couple years ago. Hey, Sandlot. It
still is. The T-shirts. You're killing me, Smalls. Yeah. Everyone's got one.
Who has the greatest voice right now in America? Because James Earl Jones, Dave is volunteering himself.
People will come, Ray.
651-461-9226. If you think of the person who stepped in for James Earl Jones and now is the perfect voice.
Who Liev is Schreiber.
Yeah? That's very good. Did you see the Chris Sununu note the other day? Where Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, had to perform the Heimlich.
Guy's choking on a lobster roll. It's like the most New England story ever.
Exactly.
The guy didn't even know it was the governor.
Are you convinced that you could properly perform the Heimlich?
This is going to be one of our topics. I said we never got to. But no, the Heimlich, yes. CPR?
I know.
We should know. See, everybody should know CPR.
I was just going to say, I'm embarrassed that I think I could perform CPR, but I'm not convinced.
Yeah.
Right? CPR, you convinced?
If the person dies, I guess it couldn't do it.
I should have practiced more, honey. Sorry about that. Multiple people saying Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Way up there. Sam Shepard. We don't hear much from Sam.
Sam Elliott, you mean?
Oh, that's what they
mean. Yeah, Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. Sam Shepard actually had a pretty good voice, too. I think they meant that. I need to give you grief, too. I heard you.
This is new.
Yeah. When you were talking about, we're going 58-50 or 58-35? 35, okay. If you could travel anywhere in the fall, and wait for this, Eric, you know what he said? I go to the Northeast to see the fall leaves. Are you kidding me?
Please.
Are you that big of a sucker? You know where I go to see the leaves change? As I drive to work. Wow. Or I look at my backyard. All these
folks. I've never been up there, and I've never been to Maine or New Hampshire.
They're orange. They're brown.
It's not because of the leaves.
That's what you said, though.
Well, it's part of the accoutrement of being in the Northeast in the fall, but I want to be up with the Mainers.
You know, Maine's great in the summer when it's warm.
Yeah. Dave, how would you describe people who drive long distances to see leaves change when they can look out their window?
Clowns,
suckers,
nincompoops.
Honestly, how we're not making money off you people is beyond me. Boundary Waters, dead to us. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
You betcha. Linda's Construction Time Check. Time for me to stop talking. Time to make your home energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.